Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Unity Church of Light, you beautiful people. Did you notice the tree? When, if you're walking in the front door, those of you who came in the side didn't see it, but go out the door just to look. That the tree that if you're walking in, it's so breathtakingly beautiful. So, Wayne, we always talk about all the beautiful landscaping out there. And I said to Wayne, I just got my nose to the ground and I'm just getting in the door. And so how often do we miss the gifts that are all around us because we know where we're going, right? Anyway, that was an aside, but you all laugh. So, okay, let's start with laughter and let's start with a prayer. Oh, dear God, we thank you for bringing all of us together this morning. You know we all needed to be together. And we know that you are present in each and every one of us, and you are filling this sanctuary with your love, your joy, your peace, and your light. And for this opportunity for us to come together, we say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. And I think we're supposed to read something, which I don't have, so I'll come out there and read it with you. This is our Vernetta's affirmation for us. So let's say that together. Together, in the infinity of this moment, all is perfect, whole, and complete. The one power, the one presence expresses in us every moment of every day. We open our hearts to the wisdom and intelligence that exist in the universe and in our mind. From the one power come all answers, resources, opportunities, solutions, creativity, and all healing. We release all doubt. We trust that what we need is showered upon us and rises within us at the right time and place and in the correct sequence. We know divine order is always unfolding for our highest good, and all is well in our world. And now we have some music. That was awesome. Oh, I'm just inspired and lifted. I hope you are too. Okay, our daily word for today is guidance. I seek, trust, and follow my guidance. Seeking divine guidance means tuning out information and opinions and turning inward. Then, with an open heart and quiet mind, I can better feel the nudge of my intuition, my inner voice. I receive divine guidance much in the way flowers in a field soak up sunshine. Just as following the sun is innate for them, I have the instinct to trust my inner knowing. Even if my guidance surprises me, I trust it to lead me on the path to my highest good. I follow where I feel called to go. I heed the still small voice within and pay particularly attention to the serendipitous circumstances I find along the way. I seek, trust, and follow my guidance. As I do, I deepen my relationship with God, knowing wherever I go, I do not travel alone. And from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11, the Lord will guide you continually. Okay, now will you join me as we affirm together our vision and mission statements, our vision together? Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission statement, Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. And now our affirmation that's being said in Unity Churches and centers all over the world together. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent. And take a moment to think about your life and what you think about it and what you think about what's going on in the world. And remember that even if everything isn't exactly as you want it to be, there is that one presence and that one power who is working for all of our good. And for our awareness of this and our knowing this, we say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Now we're going to bless our children. So think about those precious little ones you know. And if you don't know any out there, you see them all over, everywhere, right? Wherever you go. But think about the little one in you. So let's rub our hands together and let's say our blessing for our youth. Together, children of God, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. Okay, our announcements for today. This is our big 4th of July holiday. I hope you all have plans, or if you don't, that song really did me good. So whatever you've got planned, we pray for the safety of all people. On the way here, it was busy getting out of my subdivision. I'm like, where are all these people? And I'm thinking they must be celebrating, or they having company or something. And I just blessed everybody who is going somewhere. And if you're not going somewhere and you wish you were, I bless you too. So anyway, you know, we just have to find a way to enjoy, whether we enjoy, Wayne and I are enjoying this holiday quietly, or whether you're busy with family and friends. And we just pray for everybody's safety and happiness. And next Sunday, Vernetta continues her class on Breaking the Ten Commandments by Eric Butterworth. We've really been getting a lot of Eric Butterworth, so if you haven't been in on any of these, be sure you come. And he's a wonderful, wonderful teacher. I had the privilege and honor of meeting him in person in the 90s at Unity Village, and he and his wife, and it was really a gift, because he's been an important teacher for me. The other announcements are in there. I do want to make a special note of mentioning the Oasis Food Pantry. Please be sure when you go to the grocery store, just pick up 3 or 4 extra items and then just bring them. And we have a bin back there, and then Judy takes them to the. Thank you so much for your serving us by serving there. So, and I already told you about the tree. the tree out there. So anyway, okay. Is there anything important that I missed that I should be saying something about? No. Okay. All right. Now it is time for more music. Oh, wait. No, there is something more important. I'm supposed to welcome Reverend Sharon. So anyway, we're just really happy and grateful you're here. And I'm especially grateful because you stepped in to do that. So thank you. Okay. So music.
Good morning, everyone. It's always so good to be here. I love this. And happy Independence Day, 2 days in advance. You know, two more days and we get to celebrate 4th of July. In my neighborhood, they've started seriously early, and and my dogs, Cinnamon was not going outside today. She's, nope, it was noisy out there. I'm not doing that again. Anyway, but it is 4th of July. We here in the U.S. are very proud and grateful, I guess, for our many freedoms. We have a lot of freedoms, and even though we may not think of it every day, I think it's always present in there because we're so grateful. There were some beautiful things in that video, things to think about and consider. We're free to enjoy all of that. You may have noticed the talk title. It's Free to Be. Often you'll see to be free, but this is free to be. Something for you just to consider for a moment. I'd like for you just to think about if I were to ask you, what comes to mind when you think about yourself and you say free to be? And it could have been any of those things there. It could be free to be enjoying being with my family. It could be free to be able to easily, without any guard stations or anything, travel around this nation. You know, we don't have censure for going from one state to another. We're free to travel. We have many, many, many freedoms. Free to be. A freedom I wasn't even aware of occurred this past week. I've mentioned Cinnamon. Cinnamon is my dog of a year and a half now, and he's coming along in his training, so he's gotten to be a much nicer house pet now. We had some homework to do for a while, and yet there are still a few things that he is just adamant about. He's not given up. Getting in the trash can is one of those things. I have two trash cans that cause a problem in my house that if he gets into them. One is in the kitchen and it's in the pantry. I can close the door, so as long as I remember to close the door, we're fine with that one. The one in the bathroom, however, of course, wasn't a problem until Cinnamon came along. I have a hard plastic trash can for the bathroom that sat on the floor, and of course that was where he was, like to be. Cinnamon likes to eat Kleenex. I don't, and if there's anything else in there, you know, he'll strew it around, and so I don't like that, so I'm trying to do something with the trash can. And so when I get into the room, I was keeping the door shut, and that was fine for if I wasn't in there, but if I take a shower, for example, and the door's open and he gets in there and there's the trash can on the floor. So I would put the trash can up on the toilet lid. It's closed, of course, and that worked okay. And then I'd go ahead and get ready, and then somewhere along the way, I inevitably have to go to the bathroom. So now I got to move the trash can over to the counter, you know. I spent several months, I guess, moving this trash can around so that, you know, in the bathroom. I got so I would just leave it on the counter, but then I had to reach around it to get to the toothpaste, and you know, and it didn't occur to me that I could do something different, you know. But one day this past week, I did. I thought, you know what I need? I need a trash can that has a lid that opens and closes. So I walk into the living room and I sit down and I open up Amazon and start checking, and sure enough, for like $25, I got this, ordered this real cute little stainless steel trash can. It's got a pedal, you push on it, the lid comes up, and then you take your foot off and it goes down slowly. It is the coolest thing. So I am happy, happy, happy as a lark. Why did it take me so long to think of that? Well, I consider that after a while. What is wrong with me? Why am I moving things around? And you know, they say that if you try to put a frog in boiling water, it'll jump out. If you were to put a frog, your eyes. I would not try to put a frog in boiling water. I just to be clear, no frogs were hurt in this. But if you put a frog in cool water and turn up the heat slowly, it won't recognize that there's anything wrong and will just stay in there until it dies. So I think we as humans kind of get used to, what do I need to do to adapt? What do I need to switch here so that I can make this work? There's that tendency. Then there's also, I recognized within myself, I have this, well, if it isn't broke, don't fix it kind of thing. There's nothing wrong with the trash can. It's the one I had. So it didn't occur to me to replace it. And then, of course, we're supposed to be good stewards and all that kind of thing. So, but I didn't put it together that this innocent trash can, you know how long I've had that? 25 years I've had that trash can. I remember when I bought it, it was 1998. My husband and I had just split up. I was furnishing my new house. It is a tan, kind of marble look, hard plastic trash can. I like it, you know, but it looks just about the same now as it did when I bought it 25 years ago, so it didn't occur to me to replace it. However, I got my money's worth. You know, I can replace it now. I think so. Yes, right. I will donate the trash can so somebody else can enjoy it for another 25 years. I mean, that thing is indestructible, so it'll be around forever. But anyway, I'm happy with my new trash can. I think I was slow to realize what my situation was because I wasn't recognizing that I get to choose my experience. That's a freedom that I have. But I wasn't exercising it. And it took me until I was really getting irritated with shuffling this thing around wait a minute. And I see that that happens. You know, we have old beliefs and thoughts that we've held on to for a long time, and they will cause us to behave in ways that may not allow us to be as free as we would like. Turns out I was free to be peaceful when I replaced the trash can. It was good. So how often are we bound by our beliefs and thinking? You know, we rely, a lot on the awareness of the importance of our thinking here in Unity. Our third basic principle is that we understand that where our attention, where our attention goes, where we put our thoughts, that's where energy goes, and that's likely how the lives we're going to create by putting our thinking and our attention there. So thinking is very important. Karen mentioned that Butterworth is a favorite author also of mine, and another favorite author, is Emily Cady. How many of you have read Lessons in Truth? Yeah, many of you. Excellent. Emily Cady wrote a series of articles, you probably know, for the Fillmores back in the day. She was a doctor, great writer. In my opinion, she is laser sharp with her writing. It's clear, understandable, inspirational. I find that I'm inspired. I mean, even just rereading chapter one in this, I found myself inspired again. So, powerful writer. Chapter one in her book, Lessons in Truth, is Liberty or Bondage? Which? We get to choose. Liberty, of course, is another word for freedom. And bondage is, I was bound to old ideas for the longest time. You know? Liberty or bondage? Do we want to have freedom, or do we want to allow ourselves to stay in that same place? So if you, going through chapter one, again, you know, rereading it, I saw that very first on the list was in her this chapter and throughout the whole book, what she emphasizes is our recognition and understanding and acceptance of the fact that we are spiritual beings, that we have that divinity within us. We have a divine identity. So that is all important in our lives, in her writing, that comes out loud and clear. That's true for her. So one of the first things that she says is that doing is secondary to being. And even though it's been over 100 years since she wrote her book, I think our society is still really focused on doing. What have you accomplished? What can you accomplish? You know, didn't you do anything on your vacation? You know, some people after COVID were, didn't you do anything? You just sat? Yeah, I pretty much just sat. So this emphasis on doing, and she says, doing is secondary to being. Being is harder. She recommends that the way to become better at this acknowledgement and knowledge of who we are, what we have, is that we should be meditating regularly, every day. She says, when starting meditation, do it not for yourself or your finances, but to get all your thoughts centered on God and your relation to Source. So she's recommending that we just center, we just be still, we just, whatever word works for you as you think of God and your relationship. And so, you know, I say God and I are one a lot to myself and here, and it helps me remember that it's a unit. When I start thinking of myself as matter, you know, this physical body, wait a minute, yes, my me is being carried around by this physical body. God and I are one. I am able to put eyes and ears and hands and feet to expression of God with this physical being, but we are one package. And so that helps me. It helps me to claim, if you will, the power of God. Meditate. Second, forgive. And when she's talking about forgiveness, it isn't so much that condoning what the other person did or the group did or any of that. It is releasing, surrendering, letting go of that which upset us. Just forgive. She says some of her things, they're very clear. I don't know why I think it's, they're kind of, I chuckle sometimes, just that real direct thing that's things that she says. But she said, if you have even the slightest ounce of resentment towards someone, you haven't finished. You know, you still have some more forgiveness work to do. As long as there is unforgiveness in us, we will not be able to express that which we truly are, because there's that blockage. So forgiveness is huge. Meditate, forgive. And the third is see God in all. I've got water. Thank you. Now this isn't so easy. See God in all. You know, when things are going badly, you remember the story about Jesus walking on the, he was asleep in the boat, and there was a big storm going on, and the disciples woke him up. You know, don't you see what's happening? We're in danger here, and he's, peace be still, you know, and the waters calmed and they were okay. We can do that. We can do that for ourselves in our lives. Eye of the Storm is a book that helps us with doing that. But when we stay in that awareness of God and I are one, we are better able to navigate the storms of the world. And know and trust that God is in all things. She quotes Joseph, who said, went to his brothers who had done some terrible things to him. said, you did it for evil, but God meant it for good. So good things did happen to Joseph when you take the big, long picture. And that's true of us. We just have to acknowledge it, trust, and lean into that. God is everywhere present. She writes this. She says, if we could only realize that this mighty power to save and to protect, to deliver and to make alive lives forever within us. And so, can't read my writing. And so something now and future forever looking away, cease, that's what it is. And so cease now and forever looking away to others. There is nothing in the outside that is going to work. It has to be from here. That power is here. And then she, she says, the way to do this is to hold to the truth. Christ is the way. And that's a handy affirmation, I think, to remember. If when I start getting upset, whether it's because there's a trash can on my counter or whatever, Christ is the way, because it brings me back to that recognition. So, we are open, where is this? Oh, it's in here, okay. So we know and practice this being. We experience, I'm so sorry. We experience peace and love as we practice this being. And this peace and love that we're experiencing isn't from the outer, although we perceive that too, but the peace and love that we experience comes from within. We receive divine ideas regularly, and we recognize and trust them. Having a trash can with a lid was a divine idea. Not a sophisticated one, but one that brought a smile to my face and continues to bring smiles to my face when I go in and the trash can's on the floor. Divine ideas come to us and we recognize them. We experience joy, comfort, strength, wisdom, anything and everything that we need, want in the moment. Whatever is useful. We are one with God. This beingness, this free to be, is ours for the taking. There is, I'm on a prayer list. From Unity, and I wanted to share part of it with you. This is from Reverend John Bierman from Florida. He calls it affirm your independence. He says, I know independence allows me to be fully myself, so I affirm my independence. Through the understanding of my oneness with God, I pray for a fuller expression of independence. My independence to think and act for myself. I pray for the freedom to pursue relationships that allow me to be independent as well as committed. I pray for courage to be independent in my life and career choices. I pray that no circumstance, situation, or person will dissuade my ability to be fully me. God's loving presence supports me as I claim my freedom to act and be who I truly am. I affirm this day that all people may experience independence and freedom. Freedom to be all that you are. God bless. Let's take this into our contemplative time, and we like to use the Lord's Prayer as a way of moving into meditation. So if you're comfortable doing so, please close your outer eyes and join together as we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let's just stay in this energy of prayer, the prayer that our way shower and master teacher taught us. We allow our awareness to turn within. So that we can discover once again that quiet space, that sacred space, that meeting ground that Charles Fillmore used to call the heart space, meeting ground of the sacred and us, human and divine, God and I are one. We allow ourselves to experience that, fully experience that this morning in this quiet space of thinking about God and our relationship. We have sort of a listening attitude. We are open and willing and receptive to experience this alignment. We speak from this divine identity. We listen from this divine identity. Our eyes see through Christ's eyes. We hear through Christ's ears. And here in this alignment, we speak as God's voice. Butterworth used to write frequently that when we are praying from the awareness and presence of God within. From that place, not to something out there. So we rest in this experience of oneness. We are practicing being. There is no place we need to be, nothing that we need to be doing. We are simply being. So let us take just a few moments in silence now to allow ourselves to fully experience being, to be and feel that experience of God and I are one in the silence. As we have experienced this oneness, this presence, what we know and what we're grateful for is that we are allowing our bodies to sit and be restored. We are allowing our minds to be calmed. We rest. We are rejuvenated, renewed, energized. Each and every time we come apart for a while to do this, to practice being, to meditate, to be at one, to align with that divine identity, we come closer and closer to the blueprint of perfect humanness that we were created in. We are healed. We are made clear. We speak with clarity. We speak and see with love. We have calmer, more peaceful, healthier abundance to go out into the world and to be, to express the truth of who and what we are. And so on this Independence Day, we are so grateful for our independence, all of the ways, all the freedoms that we have, all the things that we can do and choose to do, and all of the ways that we in the future will choose to see and do to express who and what we truly are. Magnificent creations of the Most High. From this awareness, from these truths, we go out into the world to express that divine identity in beauty, in love, in peace. We are grateful, and so it is. Amen.
Wonderful, inspiring. Thank you so much. Okay, now is our time in our service when you're invited to share your financial gifts with this ministry. So if you brought one with you today, if you'll hold in your hand and send your love and energy with it, and join me in our prosperity blessing together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, God. Some more music.
This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I've roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. When the sun came shining and I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the the dust clouds rolling and the fog was lifting, a voice was chanting, this land was made for you and me. As I went walking, I saw a sign there, and on the sign it said no trespassing, but on the other side it didn't say nothing. That side was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. In the shadow of the steeple, I saw my people. By the relief office, I've seen my people. As they stood there hungry, I stood there asking, is this land made for you and me? Nobody living can ever stop me as I go walking that freedom highway. Nobody living can ever make me turn back. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. This land was made for you and me.
Wow, that was awesome. Wow, and did you see the arch?
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, I relate to the Gulf Stream waters because our son lives down there on the Gulf, you know, in the Gulf. So it was that was amazing. So we thank God for the choice of, and whoever made those videos. I mean, what a gift they shared with the world. So we are so blessed. Okay, let's just give thanks for these financial gifts and most of all the gift of you and the gift of this ministry and the opportunity we have to come together to remember who we truly are. For all of this, we say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Okay, now another favorite thing is we get to gather around and we get to give our prayer request and if there's any celebrations. So it's here for next week. Look at all the people we have today. This is so fun. And we got a lot of people on this side today. Yay. We're catching up with you all over there. Okay, so if anyone has a prayer request or if you have a celebration, I would like to invite prayers for Max. He's struggling again, and Elizabeth and her daughter and her friend are taking care of him. So let's just see that healing life flowing through Max and also through Elizabeth and her daughter, their daughter Heidi and her friend who are taking care of him. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank God for our freedom. we forget just how fortunate we are in this country. And those songs and those videos helped us remember, I think, and Sharon's, Reverend Sharon's message. Linda.
And the freedom to come to this church and pray our individual prayers.
Yeah. Yeah, for this church and for freedom of religion, actually, that everybody can go and worship as they see fit. There is one God, and it doesn't matter. Everybody worships in a different way, and that's another gift of being in this country. We're able to worship as we need to, we feel led to. No more prayer requests? Any celebrations? Our freedom, we're celebrating our freedom.
Well, I'm grateful to be here. I was still like home.
Yeah. Yeah. We're grateful.
Yeah. And I'm grateful Reverend Sharon is the one that first let me play the first service. And I wish I could play some more.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well then we just hold all the people named in prayer, but each and every one of you, each and every one of us, our families, our friends, this community, this station, this nation and the world, and not just our nation, but we pray Canada just celebrated their birthday, and we know that we're one with all nations. So we pray for all people all over the world, people we don't even know are affected by our prayers. As we connect with and realize that presence of God in us, that actually is radiating out and lifting and healing everyone the world over. And for our awareness of this and for the gift of our knowing that and our coming together, we say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. And now let's do our prayer for protection together. Together, the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is.